It's time to check out the winning post with General Manager of the Muswellbrook Racetrack, Trevor Taylor. Trevor, how are you doing today?
Very well, Andrew. We got over our cup day and we were lucky to race. You know, the weather seemed to hold off for us, so we had a very successful cup day. And, I must thank the community and everybody who supported our race day. It was a great day on the 1st of April.
I was going to say, it was Friday a week ago, but I saw the pictures and I do know some of our staff were down there. They said it was a fantastic day. So congratulations to you and everybody for putting on another wonderful race day here in the Upper Hunter.
No, I appreciate it, and thank you for the community support.
Mate, let's have a look at some tips for today. You want to start at Randwick this afternoon, race number 5 at 2 p.m, the Arrowfield 3-year-old sprint. Who do you like?
Well, we're going to basically have a look at number 6, Mazoo. If you have a look, it ran in heavy going. It's ridden by Sam Clippinson, and it's trained by Peter Snowden. A very impressive sprinter. Since being gelded, he's unbeaten. He's had 2 wins over 1,100, 1 win over 1,200, and I think the Arrowfield sprint over 1,200 is his distance he likes. The going is going to be very heavy, so, you know, just be mindful with heavy going. There's always, you know, curveballs that can happen in a race, but I think he's got the speed to be right up there and hopefully, you know, stay out of trouble. So that's number 6, Mazoo.
I was going to say, you know, after it's been gelded, I think we all feel the same way. We would run a little bit quicker if that had happened to us. The other thing I was... And the final race is the Star Australian Oaks. It's jumping at 2:35. Who's your tip?
Well, yeah, I'm going to go across to number 1, Hinged. He's a 3-year-old filly. He boasts a very strong record on soft going. He finished 2nd on the 28th of March over 1,850 at Newcastle in very soft going. He's ridden by one of the top jocks, Brenton Abdul, and he's got a very good trainer, CJ Waller. So I think, you know, even though that run over 1,850, the Oaks is over 2,400, I think there's no doubt this filly should be right up there and should have a very good chance of crossing the line first.
$1 million up for grabs for the Star Australian Oaks, so you know everybody will be out to try and capture that nice little prize. Hey, Trevor, I believe you've got a race meeting coming up in East over Easter as well, haven't you?
Yes, that's correct. On the 18th, we've got our Easter race day of entertainment, and we want, you know, as many people as they can come out. We're going to have, you know, Easter Bunny handing out Easter eggs. We're going to have good racing, and we've also brought in a musician, Kevin O'Hara, to play good music. So it's going to be good food, good racing, good entertainment, and we're going to have a bit of fun activities also for the children that arrive.
Not a bad effort. You got yourself another race meeting on a public holiday. So Easter Monday, get yourself down to the Muswellbrook Race Club for, as Trevor just said, some great racing. Thank you very much, as always, for joining us for the winning post, Trevor. Much appreciate your time and your tips.
Thank you very much, Andrew. All the best.